Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Monday, August 30th, 2021. U.S. futures are flat to slightly higher pre-open, with S&P futures trading up close to 0.1% just before 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Treasuries are steady. The dollar is weaker versus the yen and euro, but firmer against the Aussie. Oil erased an earlier advance after Hurricane Ida hit the Louisiana coast as a Category 4 hurricane on Sunday. Over 1 million New Orleans residents are said to be without power, and President Biden has already declared a major disaster. On Monday, Asian markets were largely positive. European markets have opened mixed to mostly higher in what is a relatively quiet session, given that UK markets are closed today for the summer bank holiday. The latest equity market strength follows Fed Chair Powell's dovish address at Jackson Hole on Friday, which outlined his view that it might be appropriate to begin tapering this year. The speech was seen as consistent with market expectations that something more concrete on tapering may come at the September or November FOMC meetings. This week's focus will be on the August U.S. payrolls data due out on Friday. In macro data overnight, Japan retail sales growth was better than expected. In Australia, business inventories missed forecasts. In Europe, Eurozone sentiment indicator is due post this recording and likely to reflect the recent moderation in outlook seen in other surveys. German preliminary CPI is also due. On the U.S. macro calendar this morning, July, pending home sales. In corporate news, CNBC reports that the city of Chicago filed two lawsuits against DoorDash and Grubhub for allegedly deceiving customers and using unfair business practices. In M&A news from the weekend, people familiar with the matter tell the Wall Street Journal, Baxter is in advanced talks to buy Hillrom Holdings for $150 a share, or $10 billion in total. Also from the Wall Street Journal, people familiar say that Catalent is set to buy gummy vitamin and supplement maker Bettera Holdings for $1 billion in cash, in a deal that could be announced today. On the earnings front, earnings today will include Catalent before the open. Zoom Video is due to report after the close. Asian equities ended higher on Monday. Most major indices saw positive prints, however, gains were narrow, with growth stocks comfortably outperforming value, and financial stocks in China capping index performance there. Asian markets were supported by a fall in the U.S. dollar from late Friday, as concerns eased that the Fed would start tapering earlier than consensus expectations. Despite the support, Asian equities are still hampered by worries over the impact of COVID restrictions, as well as regulatory worries. On the lockdown impact, a couple of analysts are now forecasting Australia to have a shallow contraction in Q2. Traders are also said to be looking to Tuesday's China monthly PMI for the next clue on regional trade. On the regulatory front, the Cyberspace Administration of China announced measures Friday to investigate social media accounts that have repeatedly released financial news illegally, distorted economic policy interpretation, bad-mouthed financial markets, spread rumors, and/or disrupted network communications. This prompted major platforms such as WeChat, Douyin, Sina Weibo, and Kuaishou to pledge compliance. Reuters also noted that China seems to be framing the rules to prevent internet firms whose data poses potential security risks from offshore listings. European markets have opened mixed to mostly higher, but as mentioned, the UK markets are closed today for the summer bank holiday. Some focus on German politics following this weekend's first televised debate between the three candidates vying to succeed Angela Merkel as German Chancellor next month. Bloomberg noted Finance Minister Olaf Scholz was picked as the winner by 36% of viewers. And the Financial Times noted that differences over how to tackle climate change dominated the discussion. Thank you for joining us for the market preview for Monday, August 30th, 2021. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.